Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
A growing number of people are at risk of delayed cancer diagnosis as clinics see a huge fall off in the number being referred by GPs. Referral of patients with symptoms of lung cancer, for example, have dropped by 41%. And patients being sent by GPs to clinics, for example, which detect prostate cancer, have fallen by almost a third. And there is a real concern now that people with potential cancer symptoms, particularly older people, are staying away from doctors and getting checked because of their fears around COVID-19. And obviously, we know that all the cancer screening programs are on hold at the moment because of COVID-19 as well. So we are asking, is that a real concern? If we miss cancer diagnosis, are we saving lives with one hand but losing them with the other? And what do you think about all of this? Are you somebody yourself, perhaps, who has been waiting on a mammogram, or perhaps has been waiting on a smear test or a prostate exam or a colonoscopy or any of those things, and you're now worried maybe about getting it, but equally you're worried about not getting it? 53106. And joining me on the line is Dr. Phil Kieran, GP in Cork, to discuss this. Now, Phil, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me on, Kira.
Is this a real issue? Are you seeing on the ground a big fall off in patients that you would have routinely seen with a lump or a mole or a coughing up blood or whatever it might be, whatever the red flag symptom was? Are you seeing a falling away of these patients?
I suppose we saw a complete falling away of seeing patients entirely for a number of months, which, you know, we did as the crisis started. We're back seeing a good few patients every day now for more routine, mundane stuff. I've had, over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've had a few patients coughing up blood, and they presented, that tends to be something that gets people panicked, so they tend to ring abruptly anyway. But what we aren't seeing is the stuff that you might follow for a week or two, sort of the more borderline stuff. So someone with a cough that's just not settling down as quickly as you'd like it to, and you might tell them, look, come back to me in 2 weeks, come back to me in 3 weeks. But we're not seeing as much of them because people don't want to be bothering the doctors. They sometimes don't know that the doctor is open for regular routine stuff. And then as well as that, we're not as sure about, and across the country, I'm sure that access to rapid diagnostics, so chest x-rays would be the one that we could usually in general practice get relatively quickly, but that has become a more difficult thing in a lot of places at the moment. So yeah, worrying, missing these things or seeing less of them is something that I'm worried about anyway.
And I know we won't be able to quantify this for, could be 12 or 24 months. You know what I mean? There will be evidence and data that will be mined into all of this in time, but it's not available to us now. But if you were a gambling man, as it were, like, obviously we've flattened the curve. We haven't quite crushed the curve, but we've done Trojan work as a people, I think, in suppressing COVID-19 here. Are you worried that might be all very well and good, but on the other side of the scales, that there could be quite a large number of other things that we're missing because of the focus currently of our health service?
I suppose it is something that I think we'll only get an answer to in the next two or three years when we look at the excess mortality, because we're saving lives. I believe we're saving a lot of lives that would have died from coronavirus. But secondly, because of the lockdowns, yes, there are going to be increases in stuff that gets missed, but we've also saved dozens of lives on the road, at least with the lockdown in this time. So the overall numbers are going to be interesting in 2 or 3 years' time. What I am worried about is some of the effective cancer screening programs. So cervical check, to my mind, is one of the, whether it's the only very, very effective screening program or whether it's just the best of them is debatable, but it's one that I would love to see back up and running soon, because that's something where we can catch it early, it is asymptomatic, and we can treat it very effectively. The other cancers that I'm worried about, like I said, I've had two new cancer diagnoses in the last 2 weeks there, and I think both of them presented at the same time that they would have presented otherwise. They're ones that kind of came on abruptly, the symptoms did, and I don't think they were ones that we would have caught routinely.
Okay.
The skin stuff, I would like to be seeing more of it, and I suppose the big message I'd like to get out to people is your GP is open. We have instituted different measures here to keep our patients safe when they do come in. So, like, one of the big things you'll notice is you're being told to turn up on time, not early, and that waiting room numbers have gone way down. We used to have about 20 or 30 in our waiting room. We're down to 4 now, just to try and keep people as safe as possible. So really what I'm saying to people is don't sit on these things. Don't assume your GP is too busy to deal with you. Ring them. If they need to bring you in, they'll bring you in. And if they don't need to bring you in, if they can deal with it over the phone, they will.
Okay, so that is the big thing, is to present. Don't sit at home. I suppose people are, is it fair to say that they're afraid to go to the doctor? Is it even if that fear doesn't make an awful lot of sense?
No, I think there's definitely that people are afraid of themselves. But the big thing I'm getting, which is a very, very typical Irish attitude to have, is I don't want to bother the doctor. You guys are up the wall and you don't need to be bothering with me. I'm hearing on every phone call at the moment. And while I don't want people making up stuff to ring us about, if it's something that you would have made an appointment to go and talk to the doctor about, at the very least give them a ring and see whether you should be talking to them about it or not.
Okay. Look, thank you for that, Phil. I think you've highlighted that really, really well. That's Dr. Phil Kieran there, GP down in Cork. 53106. Are you one of the people who are afraid or avoiding, or maybe it's not fear, but you're kind of avoiding going to the doctor? You don't want to trouble them. You have that kind of very nice, oh God, I don't want to bother people sort of an attitude, but to your own detriment maybe? Or are you somebody who's actually waiting for something? And I know of this sort of thing happening too. People have said that they, you know, they were told before lockdown and all of this that they needed an urgent appointment for something and it was urgent. And now all of a sudden that's no longer urgent and there's no pressure, it seems, to follow up on things. 53106, let me know how you're dealing with all that. Teresa's on the line too. Teresa, you run Breast Friends Ireland, a support group for people affected by breast cancer. What do you think around all of this, the idea that the delayed diagnoses of cancers are going to take lives as well? We're saving some lives with our COVID measures, but we're losing other lives to other diseases that we used to treat perhaps more commonly than we are at the minute.
Hi there. I'm very concerned about it. I think at the best of times, when people examine themselves and they find a lump, they do try to put it to the back of their mind, you know, and I come across that so much with girls that they'll nearly take any excuse to kind of delay going to the doctor at the best of times. And now with COVID, it's been a time in Ireland where people are afraid to go to the GP in case of catching COVID. They're afraid to burden the medical system. You know, so like the message that I've been really trying to get out there is to go to your GP the first line of defense when you're fighting against cancer, any kind of cancer, is yourself, knowing your own normal, self-examination.
And that's what we've always told people for years is examine your boobs, look out for the following signs of blood in your stools. You know, all those, we've all these cancer awareness weeks, esophageal cancer, bowel cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer, ovarian cancer. We've all these campaigns and they do appear to have sort of fallen by the wayside.
Yeah, and even like I would like to see the cancer screening resumed, a roadmap in place to see it being resumed, because I'm getting a lot of girls emailing me about stuff like that as well, you know, and it's like early detection is key in fighting against cancer.
Yeah, it is.
You know, GPs are doing everything in their power to make it safe.
People aren't going to the GPs though either. The referrals by GPs with fear of, you know, lung cancer or whatever, are down because people aren't going to the GP with the symptoms.
GPs are making referrals.
They are,
and, you know, hospital treatments, hospitals are still treating patients. Yeah. I have girls who are getting their chemotherapy at the moment. I have girls who have had mastectomies. I have girls who have gone through radiation. I'm getting reports back of how safe they have felt in the hospital.
In fairness, the hospital, because we hear it as well about the women who went in to have babies and all that kind of stuff, they do feel safe. They do feel that the hospitals have taken every precaution and they're being very professional about it. In fairness to them, the front line have been incredible, absolutely incredible. But there is a concern that behind the scenes things are being missed, not because of the front line, but because people themselves are unwilling for loads of different reasons maybe to come forward. Thank you for that, Teresa, and the best of luck with you and your support group Breast Friends Ireland. And I presume if people want to get in touch with you, they can go onto Facebook and things like that.
Yeah, it's just Breast Friends Ireland. Like, we just need to make sure that down the road we don't lose more people to COVID through cancer and heart attacks and stroke.
We do,
because they're afraid to go to the GP.
You're absolutely right, and thank you. Jim's on the line too in Dublin. Jim, you are fighting cancer yourself at the moment. What do you think about, I suppose, the idea that perhaps cancer diagnoses are being missed through a lack of screening and a lack of people presenting?
Yeah, hi, Kira. Great to be on your show.
Thank you.
I would be really concerned. If I tell my very short story to give you a kind of an illustration, 18 months ago, I thought I was fit and healthy, very strong, 63, 64 years of age. And it was a routine blood test that I was getting for some completely different purpose, which gave me the first warning that I got that there might be something wrong. And you'd know from, you know, PSA score, and more importantly for me was the velocity of increase in my PSA score. So that was the kind of the warning which made me go to my doctor. And, you know, the whole process of going to the doctor, then being referred to a specialist, and then having to get some tests done, and then obviously the treatment is decided, and then obviously after the treatment, you're in recovery. All of this takes time. Like, and I'm talking 18 months. This is a long process, and each stage of the process takes time. And so I would really be worried for those people out there who right now don't know that they might have cancer. And if it isn't found quickly, the risks increase all the time that the treatment won't be able to manage the cancer, and of course the life expectancy and the recovery.
And so that is the fear.
And I mean, I can see it vividly based on my experience, but then in a sense I was lucky in that I got it all done and dusted, had my treatment finished. I finished my treatment towards the end of February, just before the proverbial SH1T hit the fan. And so I count myself very lucky in that sense, but really concerned for all cancer patients, not just prostate. This must apply right across the board, the whole spectrum of cancers. And not just cancers. I mean, heart disease, stroke, lung diseases. Yeah. I really am concerned. And
Jim, you're right. Jim, you are right to be concerned. I think a lot of us are concerned. And that's not to say that there's an easy answer to this, because clearly we still have to try and manage the threat from COVID. So there isn't an easy answer. But equally, there is deep concern that we are storing up a tsunami of other conditions. Look, thank you for that. And the best of luck going forward to you as well, Jim. 53106 is the text, and we're talking about what the health service is missing currently with its COVID focus, what's being missed elsewhere. Let's take a break. Loads more coming up after this.
Lunchtime Live with Ciara Kelly on News Talk.
Now, you're very welcome back. A big response to the fears around cancers being missed in the wake of the COVID lockdown. Emailer says, "Hi, Ciara, love the show. I was wondering what your listeners think about not being able to access cervical screening at the moment. I work in a dental practice. We are back working normally as of last week. I can't understand why cervical, breast, bowel and all the other screenings are not resuming ASAP, as working in a dental practice is one of the most high-risk professions and we just do our job with the highest cross-infection protocol. I'm very concerned about screening as I myself I'm in the high risk category regarding precancerous cervical changes. I completely agree with you. And yes, you're absolutely right that ENT and dentistry are among the highest risk categories there are, and they're back working. It doesn't make a huge amount of sense to me. And 96% of cervical screening has stopped altogether. And it is one of those cancers that catching it early makes all the difference to women affected by it. I don't know. And I did hear John Crown say earlier today that he has heard anecdotally that we are looking at September before screening might restart. And that seems a very long time. That seems like screening stopping for 6 months. And I would be concerned. And obviously then there's backlogs, et cetera, as we have seen previously. 53106, are we getting it right? Are you concerned? And are you somebody waiting perhaps for a test, a screen, a diagnosis, or indeed an intervention for cancer, or anything else? 53106.
Lunchtime Live with Ciara Kelly on News Talk.